opposite another, right, so right, I would try to pick either or. And it's not even bad. I mean, for me right now, I'm so up in the air, and I kind of love it because everything I shoot is in a different place. And
right, right.
I have nothing to hold me down, so I kind of like to travel right now. So.
It's that nomadic actor life.
Yeah, I'm really not ready to kind of plant fruits just yet.
Maybe when you get married, you're not married, when you get married and, you know, whatever, yeah, maybe you'll want to not be in Wilmington so much. Maybe you want to be in L.A.
Or maybe I want to not be anywhere else besides Wilmington.
Maybe,
you never know.
Yes. Are you born
but
and raised
there? But my grandmother, my Cuban family, I have to be in my by the way.
Miami. Are you born and raised there?
Born and raised in Miami.
So what? How does,
hi,
it
welcome,
change your family's, how does it change your family's life with the new attitude toward Cuba from Obama?
Okay, so I've been in Thailand for the last month, and the last month and a half, so this is still fairly new to me because I just got back. You have to remember that what my family went through and majority families went through is it's very hard. There's a lot of hardship. There's a lot of heartache that
I
went through.
It's hard to forget.
So, yeah. So you either have the families who are pro-Castro or the ones who are against Castro. And it gets a little iffy back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm happy because I get to hang out with my great-grandmother a little bit more.
Is she in Cuba?
She's still in Cuba.
Wow.
I get to see my country more. But then again, I'm first generation born here, so I didn't get to experience what they did. But I think everybody differs in that.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be a lot of mixed feelings.
Yeah, a lot of mixed feelings, yeah.
Wow. So what? Tell me about your character on American Crime.
Oh, Secrets and Lies.
Secrets and Lies,
sorry. It's okay.
I've
we got a lot of shows.
I've confused all the show names.
It's okay.
That's actually what I meant.
So I play Jess Murphy, who is the mother of Tom, who's a boy who's found dead in the woods by Ryan Phillippe.
And that's a lot of heavy stuff.
It is. It is very heavy, you know. But one thing about this show is that you have really heavy sides. You have emotional. You have a thriller suspense. You have comedic, you know, lightness to it as well. You have a bit of procedural too. So you kind of get a lot when you watch this show. And one of my favorite things about this show is, with everything that you have and all the great actors, you know, it also has a beginning, middle, and end. So you have closure to it. So you can actually invest yourself into this, fall deep into it, get involved, and then
because as they promised,
and be validated at the end.
And we know by the end who did it. They
yes.
Right? So you feel like you got the complete closure and all that.
But she, you know, Jess Murphy's it's a woman who just lost her child, and it's probably one of the worst things a mother could ever hear.
Now,
so she's devastated.
Character?
Yeah,
your
my character.
Jess Murphy?
Yeah, Jess Murphy.
Are you playing an Anglo or an Irish person? Have you done that before?
Yeah, I have. Well, Michelle Miller in Fashion House. Yeah.
No, I never really remember what her last name
was.
Yeah,
Michelle
Miller. Wasn't Fashion House set in Miami?
No, it was in, I don't know where it was set, I can tell you the truth.
You know, there were a lot of Latin people in Fashion House, so I just always assumed it was Miami.
Yeah, no, I can't even remember where it was set at, but, you know, I think right now it's a wonderful time for Latina actresses, but I think it's a wonderful time. I love Gina's the homegirl. I'm so happy for her. But yeah, with the times that we're at right now, I feel like, Latina women have a great advantage of just finding work and having work available for us. But I think it's a great time for women in general. We're getting such strong leads and we're getting such strong roles that whatever race you are, I think this is a really empowering moment for women.
This season has really proven that. I mean, it's been a very interesting.
Especially ABC. ABC has great female leads.
Look at Shondaland Thursday night, and you know that's one example.
Yeah.
It's too late early to declare it a trend, but like Regina King was just talking about directing.
Yeah.
I mean, years ago you wouldn't hear of an African American woman directing.
Yeah.
It's just things are really turning around.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you know what? The world is turning around. I mean, look what we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
You know, and I think right now what's happening is that we're all starting to kind of become one. We're not becoming, the diversity is not really there as to male, female, Spanish, black, white, Asian. Like, no, it's not there anymore. And it's beautiful. Finally. Did you want to? Can you print that?
I'll make sure.
It's like there is no anything. I mean, right now what we want is someone who can fill the shoes of whatever character is being played. Someone who can deliver truth, whether you're man, woman, or whatever color of your skin, it doesn't really matter. Now we kind of, and I think it's beautiful. I think this world's becoming a melting pot, and I love it. I love it.
Does your character think Ryan Phillippe is guilty?
You know what? I don't think so. I think she has her own ideas of what she thinks it is. But this is one of those crazy things about this show is that you might think you know who it is, and by the end of that episode, you're completely just turned around.
But again, having shot them, you actually know who it is.
I don't know.
You don't have to tell us who it is. You do know who it is, right? Because they said they were going to reveal it by the
end. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I totally didn't. And I did not guess it.
Wow.
No, I did not guess it.
Yeah. That you were surprised. That's great.
Yeah, and because, you know, even with the Australian version and this version, we did do explore a lot of different things. We did kind of change stuff. We made it our own. You know, we took something that worked and that was great and made it our own. So I think everybody's going to be surprised.
Did you watch the Australian version?
No, yeah. No, I actually left Under the Dome. Well, I didn't leave Under the Dome. Under the Dome left me. No, I left Under the Dome, and then I ended up booking this. So it was just a coincidence. Yeah, yeah. The fact that I am Wilmington, I'm obsessed. No, I am Wilmington. I'm obsessed with Wilmington. I can literally drive around that whole entire city without any maps. I know restaurants. I know people.
So what are your Wilmington guilty pleasures?
Oh, my God. Everything. I have Ceylanche is a bar a friend of mine has that has just great buffets and, like, game nights. We go watch the game there. We go upstairs and watch the sunsets off the rooftop. Brasserie was one of my favorite restaurants. I went to this jazz bar at night, which had great, great jazz music, called the Rusty Nail. And the Cilantro, which is S-L-A-I-N-T-E. So literally, you would find me at Cilantro and the Rusty Nail and Brasserie at any given moment.
Did you show the rest of the cast around being the veteran?
Yeah.
Being the veteran, did you show them around?
Oh, I did, 100%. I would get phone calls like, where do we do this and where do I do that? But being there with Under the Dome, I got to spend a lot of time there. And I'm the type of person, wherever I go somewhere, I really like to know where I'm at and meet local people and hang out and get to know the city, because I'm very fortunate to have a job that allows me to do that.
What about the cul-de-sac? Did you get to
know the people whose houses? Yeah, they came and hung out. In fact, even through mutual friends of mine, I kind of knew people who worked there. In fact, I bought my paddleboard from one of the girls who lived in the neighborhood.
Was she selling it at a garage sale?
No, at a store, but she's like, hey, you're shooting this show. I live down the street. I'm like, awesome, 20% off. But no, they actually hung out. You know, they saw, you know, they came out. Some of them participated and were background. They got to see us record and shoot, you know, so it's very friendly. I mean, we're a very friendly bunch. We're all so happy to be doing what we're doing. We all believe in the work so much. It was great work, so there's nothing, I mean, it's really kind of easy, and therefore you kind of feel that vibe.
So now that the show is, you're done with the show right now, and so what are you doing in between?
Well, I have a movie coming out now in April with Ryan Reynolds, myself, Sir Ben Kingsley, Victor Garber, and Tarzan Singh directed it. So that comes out very soon, which is really interesting. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then just looking for the next job. Yeah, keep it moving.
I was dating myself because I
thank you.
I still remember you from Detroit 187.
Oh, I love Detroit 187. Detroit 187 was awesome.
And just watching you for different roles and I'm telling you, I know you don't remember this, but I actually met you at End of Watch.
Oh, good.
Q&A. Yeah. It was done in Pasadena.
Yes. You know what's crazy with me is that I have such, I do recognize faces, because even the woman I was just talking to, Heather that I was just talking to right now, I remembered her from Fashion House. But I was like, I'm horrible with names, and I've given up the whole, like, hey, don't know where I know you, but I know you.
I know faces.
Yeah.
Did you expect Fashion House to come up so much tonight?
No, I didn't at all. At all, actually. Not at all.
I was today during the panel about the cul-de-sac when they took the shot, and somebody wrote back to me, and I'm wondering if it's somebody from the cul-de-sac. Somebody who wrote back, we miss you in the neighborhood, can't wait for March 1st, where's Giancarlo? Does that make sense to you?
No, who's Giancarlo?
I don't know, I just thought it looked like it was somebody in the neighborhood. M. Summer? It was in response to me saying about the cul-de-sac.
Get out of here. Okay. So not you. I'm talking about the Instagram. I don't know his phone.
I'll show you.
But wait, you were saying something about Detroit Way 7.
No, yeah.
It's just in response to the graphic.
Oh, there's no picture.
No.
I know it's Summer.
I just wondered
Summer
if
was my stand-in. Maybe it was her.
I just wondered if it was somebody who goes to
the card. Okay. All right. Any last questions, you guys?
Nice to see you again.
Bye. Thank you so much.
It's going to be nice to see you on television again.
Oh, good. I'm excited. Yes, where are you from?
Originally,
Colombia, but I'm raised here. No, Latinas, baby. Doesn't matter, it's in our blood. It doesn't have to be in the bottom of our feet, it's in our blood.
It is, it really is.